Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Well, everything he just said is true. I am Madman.
I'm 9. That's us together. We're the Rise Guys.
This is After Hours with the Rise Guys. That's us. I'm Madman.
I'm 9.
And together, we're the Rise Guys.
Ding, ding. I wish I had my bell, but it's in the morning show studio down the hall.
Yes.
Used to be right next door. Now it's like 100 foot down the hall.
Yeah, but if it was around next door, corners. You still wouldn't go get it.
No, I would not. No, that would be unprofessional of me to leave a broadcast to retrieve my bell. If I wanted my bell, I should have had it before we got started.
Add a sound effect in post right here.
No.
And see, knowing them, they won't put one there, and then I'll look like a fool.
Yeah, well, by they, you mean me.
Well, I was saying that for punctuality
and
fun.
Know. I know you was.
I'll say this before we get into, since I kind of threw that, I lobbed that, I don't want to call it a pipe bomb or any kind of bomb, honesty bomb, whatever, yeah. On last week's episode.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to those of you that responded positively.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of positive feedback on last week's podcast, but things got a little bit personal and intimate.
Well, I think it was time that people heard us make love on the show.
No, you know what I mean.
No, it's one of those things where I think it's very healthy, you know, in relationships, not meaning even marital or dating, but just like friend relationships, you know, you break it down every once in a while. And if you can do it for profit like we do.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I told my therapist that I thought that it went very well. She will not listen to the show because it creates bias.
Yeah.
But it's healthy to do that.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's brought us closer.
I think it has. Pardon.
You just nod off into the microphone?
No, I was scratching my eye and got okay. Too comfortable and yawned.
I was like, man, that came out of nowhere.
No, I'm wide awake today. I got a good 7 hours last night, 7 hours straight through sleeping.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was very beneficial. I think it was good to do. And I think it, in a way, I think stuff like that helps other people too who have a hard time doing stuff like that.
Talk about hard times.
Yeah, hard times, daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you very much for that. And I think it's also beneficial to let you know how to contact us if you want to give us some feedback. You can do, you like people hitting you up on Snapchat?
Yeah, man, that's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me. 9 from TRG, N-I-N-E from TRG on Snapchat.
Now, what do you think I prefer?
I think you prefer Instagram.
No, reverse cowgirl.
Oh, okay, you got off Instagram.
Yeah, I like to be able to jump up and leave anytime.
Yeah, that's good to do.
At O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. It's all of them. That's what my name is on all of them.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
So, and I also want to say to you, Jimmy, like, and we had a nice off-the-air conversation after that, and you know, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. It was nice.
I mean, I really do.
No, I get you. I appreciate it, too. I enjoy things like that. I'm glad we were able to do that.
Because there's no other, any of my, well, yeah, it was nice. It felt good. And again, if you can make money off doing what you're doing, then do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you can make money off of it, it's even better. And it feels good, too. I mean, it's just, that's a good combination of things all at once.
Yeah, making living. That's the thing, the argument. Settle this argument. I say the song lyric is, if I could be a millionaire in a week or two.
Uh-huh.
But why? How? Was it loving you or doing dudes? What do you say, Jim?
I'd say I'm a big Clay Walker fan. I know what it is.
Was that by Clay Walker?
Yeah, it was.
What do you want to talk about this week? You said you had something in mind. Is it you going to tell me all the things that I do as a friend that irritates you?
No, no, man, no. See, if you asked me and put me on the spot, I couldn't come up with anything.
That'd have to be a three-part series.
I'll tell you, I wanted to talk about bad experiences with substances. Everybody's had some.
Yeah.
Everybody has.
Yeah. What? Bad experiences with substances.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah, yeah. And two of mine, man, that I remember off the top of my head, one of them is the time I smoked salvia on the show. That sucked. That was like 5 to 7 minutes of not fun.
That was...
Well, that was hot. Why is this a hot?
What's wrong, Nine? It's hot.
It's hot. Why is this a hot? Because your heart rate's 314 right now.
Yeah.
BPMs, brother.
Beats per minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
314, that's a lot. That's a whole lot.
FPS means frames per second.
Yes, it does. I'd give you a ding on that if I had my bell.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of my bad ones. And another time on spice, the stuff that was legal, it was made with research chemicals. It was made with chemicals that hadn't yet been outlawed because they kept coming up with new ones every time that were similar compounds. But
yeah, unless it's going to solve a pandemic, they won't put their hitch on it for a while.
Basically, they'd take a bunch of herbs and then sprinkle them with this white powdery research chemical stuff and soak them and dry them, and then they'd package them and sell them. And they'd get you high, but it was a bad high, like salvia-ish high more so. Didn't feel good at all. It was way more up than down, but in a bad, bad way.
Bad, bad boy, daddy.
Yeah. I had one of those one time where I had to lay down. I thought I was really going to die that day. Like, I thought I was going to have a heart attack from that stuff.
What was
that was rough.
The Stupid. Name
I'm glad
of...
that stuff went away for the most part.
Earlier this morning on the Rise Guys Morning Show, you were talking about a product that you saw in a gas station.
Oh, yeah. It's locally. It's called Add-All. Add-ADD-ALL. A-L-L. And it's orange, and it says XR on it, like extended release. And it looks like Adderall. But it's over-the-counter at the gas station. You got it in there with all the Delta 8s and the CBD gummies and whatnot. And boner pills. And the yellow jackets.
Really?
Yeah.
They got dudes covered, but they don't have anything for the ladies there.
No, you figure they'd have some sex toys. Then again, maybe some of them glass pipes work for that.
Oh, okay, you're just saying toys in French.
Toys. I can see how you got confused on that.
Yeah.
You son of a...
Have you... What was the other one we were talking about? Delta 8.
Yeah.
Which you said is... What is... Okay, let me ask you this.
I might not be able to answer this, but go ahead.
I feel you will. With things like Delta 8 and all these other things, why... If somebody can buy that, if they can walk into a store and buy that, okay... But they could also, drugs seem to be readily available.
Yeah.
What's the is it convenience, I suppose, or is it drug testing?
Think it's drug testing. I don't think the Delta 8 will pop on a drug test the same way, and it technically isn't illegal if it were to be tested as a substance, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's,
okay. It's almost like a lot of times athletes...
Kind of got them on a technicality with Delta 8, really.
Yeah, athletes have, in the tested positive for steroids, and you find out, it was some cream. Actually, the cream. Remember that?
Yeah, the cream and the clear from Bonds.
Yeah, but maybe it was like they really, the doctor gave it to them, and the guys didn't know any better. Okay, so that makes sense then. So it doesn't test for it. That'll be the next thing they do. They'll make a piss test that tests for anything.
Yeah.
Sir, it says here that you... it says here you had asparagus last night.
Yeah. Was that against the law? No, it just means it stinks. I didn't need the test panel to know that. I could smell it. But not everybody has the stinky asparagus pee. It's only certain people.
What? Vampires?
No.
No. Well, who?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, you got me wondering.
I don't know, like, on an individual case-by-case basis. It's something about some people and other people don't have it, and some people do.
Reptilians.
I don't think so. Something else.
People from the other lands.
Maybe.
All right, so the longer I sit here, the more I'll probably think of. I used to be wilder in my younger days. 30s. There was a guy, and I feel like this is such a broken record story, but there's a lot of people that may not have heard it, and then saying it on this podcast, I'll have more freedom to maybe say a little more in-depth stuff.
Yeah, you will.
There's a guy I went to high school with. His parents had, well, it ended up being his mom, had a farm, and, you know, country house there, farm, all this stuff. When she would go out of town, I can't hit my cough button.
There you go.
He would have a farm party. Oh, man. Everybody
sneezed. Sneeze, man. Let it out. Oh, wow.
God.
Well, you have an allergic reaction or something?
I don't know where that came from. It's like just pepper or something.
Yeah.
Well,
capsaicin in the air.
She had several of these little get-togethers over this place, and it wasn't just our school. Other schools, people we knew from other high schools would come and everything.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out being very lucrative.
Okay.
Me and my friends would act as almost like bouncers.
Yeah.
And the guy would tell us, say, look, you keep people from fighting and stuff, and y'all can charge for parking.
Yes.
So we would charge like $1 or $2 for parking. That's how we made the money. Well, I ended up accepting, in lieu of parking, a square tablet that I was told to place under my tongue.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called Devil's Blood.
Sure, it wasn't like a little square little square piece of paper?
The little square tablet.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, just, yeah, it wasn't a pill. It's like,
yeah.
It's like rice paper.
Yeah, yeah, I get you, yeah.
No, I like you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, oh, okay, I've never done this before, but man, this is fun. I'm a senior. Yeah, keep in touch this summer. So I took that thing, and I literally thought that I was going to have to go in there and beat the hell out of the person from, I think it was Riverside High School.
Oh, okay.
That gave me fake acid.
Fake acid.
Because I felt nothing.
Felt nothing at all.
So
far too normal.
Then all of a sudden I felt everything.
Oh, all at once. It's like a bum rushed you.
I was moving about this party, and I looked down and saw my legs moving, but I felt like an entity inside of a vessel floating around.
Yep.
Milling about. It was almost like I was remote viewing myself, but from a first person point of view. If that makes any sense.
I get you, man.
Well,
that's kind of how that goes sometimes.
Lo and behold, there was a situation there. And, you know, I don't know if it still happens or not with house.
Situational.
Somebody brings their guitar and they start singing along, playing along some Dave Matthews band.
Lord, I hope that don't happen anymore. God almighty.
This is pre-John Mayer.
Yeah.
And
Christ.
I'm tripping balls out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sound quote for you. And you know how it is? When you're messed up, you're going to go one or two ways. You're going to go, well, three ways. You might just be mellow, chill, and it's like you're having the time of your life. You might be, it might make you pissed, aggressive, or it might make you sleepy and just like not even realize what's going on around
you. Might just be out of your damn mind.
So I'm paranoid. Because I've never felt this in my life, and I also feel like I'm slowly dying, that my soul's exiting my body because I feel my body moving, but yet I am not moving it.
Well, your soul will be back when it's done.
Huh?
Your soul will be back when it's done.
Thank you, Jesus. So
it just leaves for a little bit. It always comes back.
There was this kid that was a foreign exchange student from the country of Germany. Hermania.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me, and I don't even know exactly what the situation was, but he laughed. And I can only imagine what I looked like in the face then. Picture, first of all, no facial hair. Probably a Tommy Hilfiger hat on backwards.
Yeah.
Probably a some kind of Big Johnson t-shirt.
Something like
camo shorts.
Yeah.
Brogans.
Uh-huh.
This guy starts...
It's easy to picture.
...laughing, and I can imagine what I look like, but it pissed me off. And...
So what how, I mean, what'd you do when it pissed you off, man?
I went up to him and did the whole push off of him. It goes down to the ground. A knife is produced. I get it from him, saving perhaps my own life, and stab him in the worst place possible, in his kneecap.
I thought his worst place is there.
Well, the heart probably, or the eye socket.
Yeah, I thought, you know.
Dugan?
Yeah.
It's Sandy.
That wouldn't be fun.
No, I stabbed him in the knee.
Yeah, in the kneecap, okay.
And it did not, like, when I say stabbed him, like, it went into his knee. But all I remember is my dad, the great Phil Harris, told me, Matthew, I know that you're going to go do these things, but if you ever get in trouble, always know you can call me and I will come get you.
Yeah.
So I walked from that dude's house to as far as hours of operation go, it was closed. There was a payphone there.
Mm-hmm.
I called my daddy. I said, Daddy, I need you to come get me. Here's where I'm at. He gets there. I'm completely drenched in sweat. I'm tripping, but I'm not.
Yeah, on the backside of it.
What'd you get a hold of, Matthew? And I went ahead. I told him the full story.
Yeah.
And that story remained quiet except between my daddy and select few of my friends.
Okay.
Until I got on the radio and decided to tell the story.
Yep. That's great, man.
And he never told my mom.
Never did. He always kept it close to the vest. Let's take a break. We'll come back and finish that story.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back.
And I never did acid again.
Yeah.
Till that Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Where you saw a parrot?
Nothing bad happened. Yeah, Darius had a parrot on his shoulder, and I had probably about a 150-pound girl on mine. Didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Whole concert.
That's fun, though. That's a good time.
Yeah. But I've never, like, honest to God, I've never messed with, I've never done peyote. I've never done ayahuasca. I've, honest to God, never done cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Crack.
Yeah.
H.
Yeah.
I've done weed a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never messed around with anything that would require needles.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No, God, no.
Don't do that.
I'm a diabetic. I already don't like them.
Yeah, not a big fan of that, especially, like, into the vein of myself. I can give myself a shot in the arm, but I don't want to mess around with, like, sticking needles into veins.
No.
Not for me.
No.
Not a phlebotomist.
What, you're a flutopist.
Yeah.
What?
I got one, man, about something that I've only ever done once in my life and would never do again. And I'm talking about benzodiazepines.
Wow, Jim.
Yeah, benzodiazepines.
I didn't know that.
The ones that'd be your Valiums, your Klonopins, your Xanis.
Oh, okay, that's what that is.
Yeah, benzodiazepines.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they don't agree with me.
How so? I'm not going to sit here and BS.
Well,
I've talked about on this show and the other one.
Yeah.
I had an issue with pain pills. I swear to God, totally over now. But I'd get a Zanny bar every once in a while.
This happened when I was about 18. I was young.
Football.
Young as in like 18. Technically grown, but thinking back, like, I wasn't grown. I wasn't no grown ass adult person, man.
Yeah.
At 18, no way in hell. But I was at a place. I was at a legendary upstate music venue. I was living in Anderson, but that Friday night I made my way to Spartanburg, South Carolina for a show. I don't know if it was Nonpoint or who it was, but it was about, it would have been 2003. Yeah, sometime in spring of 2003, I guess.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'd been in radio about 6 months at that point.
Good Lord.
And
lean time.
I was hanging out, you know. No, I was older than that because I knew Lunchbox. I was about 21 when this happened. Yeah, because I was still living in Anderson, but about to move to Greenville. Yeah.
Lunchbox was a friend of ours.
I was about 21, and I still wasn't a grown man yet. But
not a physical metal box.
It was a friend of ours from Illinois.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah.
They were there. And but yeah, I think it was a Nonpoint show now I think about it. And anyway, I was 21 because I had a couple beers. I remember I had like two beers, and during the course of that, I had the bad back already, and it was hurting. Somebody gave me what's called a Vicoprofen, which is Vicodin with ibuprofen in it.
Yeah,
Vicoprofen. And somebody else gave me something I'd never tried before. It was Xanax, but It wasn't what you'd call a football. It was what is referred to as a totem pole. So I have two beers.
Did you take the whole thing?
The first totem pole of my life. Whole thing at once. And one 7.5 milligram Viking Pro.
God, dog.
Yeah. So I remember having those two beers. And I remember, like, whatever opening bands played, some local bands as always. I mean, Drop Comics or whoever they were back then.
Drop Comics.
Yeah. But then I don't remember anything. And this is Friday night, and I probably remember up to about 11, 1130, because shows used to go late out there. I probably remember up to about 11, 1130. And the next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I wake up at my aunt's house in Anderson. Again, 11 o'clock Friday night became 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Holy
in the blink of an eye. I had a receipt in my pocket for onion rings from back when Stacks Omega was a 24-hour diner here in Greenville.
Yeah.
So at some point Friday night, I think it was around 3 or 4 when they used to be 24 hours, I ordered onion rings, and they just didn't order onion rings at Stacks Omega. Or I ordered them. Don't know if I ate them. Who the hell knows? And, dude, this is where it gets scary, and this is stuff that I don't like to admit, but I will be open about it because it's the kind of stuff people need to know about, especially younger people who haven't messed with any of this stuff.
Were you driving?
Need to know about this. So my car was outside the house at my aunt's. Had no recollection of anything, no recollection of the onion rings, nothing at all between 11 o'clock Friday night and 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. So I talked to Lunchbox, and I'm like, hey, thanks for bringing me home, I guess. Because we'd met up somewhere along the way near Anderson. And he's like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, my car's here, and I don't remember anything since Friday night. And he's like, what? He was shocked. He said, oh, you were fine. You drove fine. I was like, no, we didn't know anything was wrong with you. You didn't seem drunk at all or anything was wrong. You seemed just normal. And no, completely, completely blacked the blank out.
Wow.
No recollection of it whatsoever. That's got to be probably my worst experience / story with any kind of substance. And thankfully, it turned out as good as it did, and nothing bad happened as a result of it. I didn't stop to shoplift anything on Xanax. I just went home and slept for a longer than I've ever slept any other time in my life.
Slept it off.
Yeah. That's easily the worst story I ever had, the worst experience I ever had with anything of that sort. But, yeah, I mean, I consider it a cautionary tale, which is why I'm willing to say it. That and the time I got roofied are the worst.
We just got a text wanting to know if you'd speak at a tent revival this summer.
Yeah. The time I got roofied, I drove too, man. I completely blacked out, no recollection of it. Drove my car, my truck, from downtown Greenville to the Hampton Inn over here by the radio station, which is about a 12-minute ride probably.
Yeah.
It's not Spartanburg to Anderson with no recollection of it, but it's still about 12 miles.
I was going to say, for those that have no clue, like Spartanburg to Anderson is what, 45 minutes?
It'd be, I mean, from
an hour?
Spartanburg to my aunt's house would be over an hour.
Well, you never invited me over. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, it's her house.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the roofie story, this was one where you told me about it, and the God bless, man. I just remember the look in your eye. Because I could see your eyes that day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I was bugging out.
I was like, man, this guy is bugging out. Like, you feel as though you were not roofied. You picked up someone's drink or
roofied, but I was just collateral damage.
Right.
Like, because I was going to a bar downtown Greenville. I won't say which one. It's a fine place, far as I know. Been there a few times. Never had any issues with them. It wasn't their fault, certainly. But I was meeting up with a friend of mine, and she's a good-looking girl. And she was waiting on me at the bar. And she ordered me a drink while I was walking up from the parking garage. And I think because my drink was sitting in front of an attractive female at the bar, somebody slipped something in it when she wasn't looking.
So the way I drink fruity drinks, I'm surprised that hasn't happened to
me. Right? Dude, dang, I hope it don't, because it sucked. Because, again, I had that one drink, and I remember walking up to a different bar called Sharky's, and I don't remember anything past the walk to Sharky's. I woke up the next morning. I had gone to that Hampton Inn, and I had rented a suite. I guess that was what was available. It was sold out besides one suite. So I got this suite because it's all they had. I'm talking about a full two-room suite, dude.
At the Hampton Inn.
Yeah, yeah. One over here. And Hampton Inn's got some nice suites, man. This is a nice two-room, like, executive-style stuff, you
Did
know?
You even sleep in the bed?
Dude, I woke up right inside the door. I barely made it through the blanking door, and I fell over and passed out right there on my roofies. And I learned something else about roofies the following morning.
Did it cause you to lose a kidney?
First thing I did was, where am I? What the hell? So I figured that out. I'm like, where's my truck? So I go looking out windows and stuff. See, okay, my truck's out there. I drove my truck here.
How's it parked?
Again. Fine. Perfectly straight spot. Like, nothing happened. Nothing was wrong.
Wow.
I don't know how late I was out. Don't know where I went. Don't know what I did. Just woke up at the Hampton Inn. Completely blacked out.
Good God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just random roofing. I found out something else about that. That's,
what if it had been that girl and she was just trying to take advantage of you?
Nah, she wouldn't do that. She's good. She's all right. She's cool in my book. She's mama now. Had a baby last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't say her name.
Yeah. She's nice. Fat boy knows her. They went to school together.
Oh, okay.
But he went to school with a bunch of people, apparently.
He did. Well, he went for 19 years to college alone.
But, yeah, I learned something else about roofies. If you get roofied and then you go get two McMuffins for breakfast on the way home, they're not going to stay down long. They're coming back at you real hard, real fast, and all of it at once.
I've always Yeah,
they ain't staying down.
On one here, guys.
Yeah, because I was at home and I made it as far. I ate them and then I had, you know, I was got home and took a seat on the commode there like you do when you get out from a night of getting roofied and having two drinks. And, or hell, I might have had more drinks than that after I got roofied. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
that's true.
But yeah, then it's both ends at once, man. The roofies do that to you, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you just get set outside at that point? I mean, God, you're gonna mess up the floor, the ceiling, or both.
Yeah, mess up something. The walls.
Here's the question. This is I tend to think in weird ways, not perverse, but just odd.
Yeah.
You and I. First of all, it's the first time I heard the one story. I have no qualms about believing any of them, obviously. But my question is. You know, you have conversations with people. You go in, you make a transaction, you order from a menu. Now, we're thinking that you ordered, but you might have just went in there.
No, they said, like, we stopped to eat on the way back from Spartanburg that night.
You had a conversation.
Lunchbox and his wife were riding with me. I was driving them. And, yeah, we stopped to eat at Stacks Omega. And we all went in and ordered and ate food. They said I was perfectly fine the entire time.
So it's weird
with
to
no
think
recollection of any of it.
That you have no recollection of that, but you handled it. And you were yourself. Nobody ever said, "Hey, is anything wrong with you?" It's almost like the pills or whatever is in them are like almost like demonic in a sense.
Yeah,
like it turns you. It like you could go out and do anything and literally
I have no recollection of it.
No
whatsoever.
Recollection of it.
Yep.
But you did it.
Yeah, did it.
Holy crap.
It messes with me too, man. Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to watch the news or read the paper the next day.
Things like that will make you a lot more responsible in your life, I'll tell you that.
I tell you, it takes crap like that.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it really does. You can read all the statistics you want, but until you, like, know somebody that did it or you yourself, I mean, look, I don't want to turn this into a PSA at the end, but, I mean, I ain't going to sit here and say, hey, drove drunk before. I mean, there was a time that I got home and was like, it immediately like hit me like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then there was the other time where I drove home and there was a car on Saluda Dam Road upside down in the middle of the road.
Yep.
And I was like, I was freaking out because I got to stop, but also I'm blanked up right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy got out. And I was like, man, are you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. But what if that never happened?
I know.
I was so blanked up.
Maybe it never did. What if never happened? You just made the whole, imagine the whole thing.
All these people that get abducted by aliens, maybe they were roofied or drink too much shine or too many benzos.
Oh, maybe so.
Back to my Enslows.
All the aliens people, yeah.
Jesus.
It could have been anything, man.
That's scary. That's real scary.
But yeah, I'd say we're lucky in a lot of people. We don't have too many bad experiences, not counting the ones we're not willing to talk about.
You notice I pulled back on one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, look.
You can't say everything.
I have to realize that I am a public figure.
Yeah.
No, it's more of the story's imperative about talking about it someone else, but
yeah.
I won't, and then therefore it's null and void.
Yep, exactly right, man.
That'll be one to once we
down the road.
Once we really need it, then
down
maybe
the line we'll get to,
that
we'll get to all of them in time.
Jimmy, don't do drugs unless you're supervised by a parent or guardian.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys. I'm still Matt Mann.
I'm still Nine. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for taking time with us.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode. After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.